I mean, maybe pants on, pants first, you know, then shoes would be a good idea. That's a good organizing trick.
Welcome to the Brand Engine Podcast, where we use proven strategies, real-life case studies, and actionable tips to help you, the small business owner, take control of your website and build your brand online. Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Brand Engine Podcast. My name is Gerald Porschman, and with me is my co-host, Barry Moore.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Hey, Barry. If everyone sticks around to the end of this episode, we'll be talking about one productivity tool that we all can't do without. But this week's main topic is quite exciting, as we're going to be starting our case study of a new website and a brand that I'm starting called The Presentation Coach.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting case study. And Gerald and I were talking about what can we do to help you, the listener, build your brand and your business online. And we came up with, what better way than to do it through an example. So Gerald's got a new business he's starting. So we're going to build his brand and his new website from scratch. And you can look over our shoulders while we do it and follow along. And we'll share all our tactics and tricks and all our successes and maybe potentially failures along the way as well. So you can follow along. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's exciting. And the thing that we found about that was that as we'll walk people through that is some tips and tricks along the way, which of course I learnt along the way too. But before we do that, let's get into some of the news updates. Barry, you got some for us?
Well, yeah, we've got our new website up called thebrandengine.com, and you can find us at thebrandengine.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter if you prefer to keep in touch with us that way. All the links from today's show notes will be at thebrandengine.com/episode4. So anything we mention, any links, any tips or tricks, we'll have those there so you can go back and visit those later. And if you want to be notified whenever a new podcast is live, just get onto thebrandengine.com and join the mailing list, and we'll send you out our notice whenever we get a new podcast going.
Yeah, I think what's exciting too, Barry, about that is that people can not only follow us through the podcast, but also we've got an upcoming information evening for members of the Institute of Learning Professionals. And this is going to be held on the 12th of March from around 5:30 in the afternoon. So if you are interested in learning tried and tested methods of building your brand online, well, we'd love to see you there. And then you can find out more information about all this on thebrandengine.com/events, or just go down straight down to the show notes for this episode. So let's kick off with this week's main topic, which is building my brand, The Presentation Coach.
Yeah, rightio. So Gerald and I were discussing some of the things that he wanted to accomplish for the year business-wise, and one of those things was his new services that he provides to people, and he can tell you a bit more about that, but around presentation coaching and teaching people presentation skills. So we had a bit of a brainstorm about what the best way we might be able to do that was, and I'll let Gerald talk you through some of the finer points of that business, and then we'll talk about how we came up with a bit of a marketing plan for that one.
Yeah, Barry, I think one of the things that I found with my website, a lot of my clients used to head off to my website, geraldporschman.com, and what I provide is I provide a lot of media training, but also some of those soft skills around, you know, managing work priorities, you know, dealing with some of those difficult people. But one of the main components of my product is to be able to help people give confident speeches, whether it's on stage or whether it's even giving a podcast like this one here. And so what I thought was, I had a chat to you about this, and one of the things that I remember you bringing up was if people went into my website, it was a bit hard to find exactly what it was that I was doing. And even though I was a smorgasbord of workshops, if I wanted to highlight a single workshop to a person, it would be difficult for them to find it. They'd find it in two clicks. But the idea for me was that I wanted that to smack them in the face as soon as they came to my website. So one of the things I think you suggested, which, you know, this is why we're doing this podcast, is let's build a new brand, still keep geraldporschman.com, but building a new brand just around the presentation coach. And the reason why I did that is it really didn't reflect my current site that I had as geraldporschman.com. So what we decided to do is that
Barry, I think you do remember the hours of even just trying to come up with a name and the reason why we came up with that name, which we'll talk about here today, but also about setting it up. And this is what we're going to walk around the people today, is that how do we go setting up a brand new site from scratch? We've called ours the Presentation Coach. And like Barry said, you can follow us along the next few podcasts as to how we actually did that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. So while you have a popular site and you have a lot of the people that interact with that site, if you were to put your new product, your presentation coaching product, onto that website, certainly your existing tribe of people would find that product eventually. But that kind of limits you. What about all those people who don't actually know you yet? All right, those people that you haven't met before, you have no relationship with, but you'd like to turn them into customers. And potentially the way they're going to find you is through the search engine. So if you have a presentation skills course and it's living on geraldporschman.com, someone looking for presentation skills isn't going to go to Google and type in geraldporschman.com. They're going to type in some keywords or key phrases around presentation skills or presentation coaching or learn how to present or something along those lines. And to get the geraldporschman.com site to rank for those keywords when it's kind of an unrelated website is going to be a bit difficult. Plus, if you really want to push a product, it's good for that product to have a brand and a brand name. So we sat down and we came up with some keywords that people might type into a search engine. And we had a look at who was ranking or who was coming up in the search results for those existing key phrases. And we did a bit of a kind of quick and dirty analysis on how hard would it be for us to rank above those people that are already on the first page. In the next podcast, we'll talk a little bit about how you can do that research and what to look for when you are doing that research. So don't worry about the research right now. We'll talk you through that in the next podcast. But just know that we went through this process and we came up with a couple things. If you looked at presentation skills, there's lots of people there fighting for those presentation skills keywords in Google, some long-established sites that were ranking well for those keywords. So it was going to be a bit of a battle for us to rank for presentation skills. However, what we did find out was that presentation coaching was a different thing. It's something people would be looking for, but the current people on the first page of Google weren't really strongish players, and I was fairly confident that with a little bit of work, we could push Gerald's site up onto that first page of Google quite easily. So that's how we came up with the name Presentation Coach. It meets those keywords, and it tells the customer, you potentially listener, exactly what Gerald does and what you can expect when you arrive at that site. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think for me, Barry, one of the things that was confusing me when I first started off, you know, initially all those years ago, putting my website together is for people who are in my business, which is, you know, predominantly soft skills training and helping people to perform at their best, no matter what it is, whether they're leaders or managers or, you know, even frontline staff members. But the thing that I didn't realize was that when you start niching into a market is that people don't want to have a smorgasbord of information in front of them. Like you said, they want to be able to go into a Google search or a search engine and they want to be able to optimize exactly what it is that they return back or get the results back from when they look for my sake, the word presentation. And like you said, I think when we did our research and we typed in just simply, you know, presentation skills, you're getting like, you know, 500 million. You're getting half a billion hits back.
Exactly.
And I think mine is number 400 million. So I'm kind of like down the track there, you know, when it comes to just geraldporschman.com. But you're right. And where we got excited was as soon as we typed in presentation coaching, we started to see that there wasn't really anyone in that space. And so that's how we decided that the presentationcoach.com was something that we would start off with. And for those people who are listening today, if you were to go into there today, you would actually see that nothing's up yet, because what we want to do is we want to walk you through, and those who are listening today can walk through with us to say, oh, that's this week. This is how far he's gone, talking about what we've done in the on the side as well. But Barry,
What did you think when we kind of like got to the word presentation coach? Is this where you then thought, okay, for everyone else out there who comes out with their name, say, you know, Plumbers Inc. or, you know, cameras.com for their business, was it your thought to say, okay, how do we then get that person, once they've got their name, to really start to put their site together, and hence your ebook that came out there, which you'll also be able to find in the show notes down here? What was your idea as to why you thought producing the ebook would really get people excited about putting their own website together?
Well, I think, as I mentioned in a previous episode, and just for the listeners who may be finding this podcast in the future and wondering how our progress is going, we're recording this on the 16th of February 2014. So if you stumble upon this in the future and Gerald's site's always killer gangbusters and ranking number one in Google, you can go back and download the rest of the episodes and follow along on how we did that. But just an important point on what you said there before I get to your question, just about the niching down part. You're exactly right. What you don't want to do is present customers with a smorgasbord of choice. It's called the paradox of choice, and it's a famous retail kind of study where somebody put two or three products at the end of a shopping aisle and sales were really, really well. They thought they'd give the customer more choice, and they put, you know, 20 different flavors of jam at the end of the shopping center aisle, and nobody bought anything. It's called the paradox of choice. If you give somebody too much choice, and there's too many options and too many things to choose from, they tend to choose nothing. So if the listeners out there do have a particular product that they want to push, or they have a particular product that they're trying to sell, it may be a good strategy to set up a website specifically for that brand. Niche down around that particular product, like you're doing with presentation coaching. Niche down around that product. Make a brand of it, and push that brand out. That doesn't mean you can't have other websites like GeraldPorschman.com. You know, I've got a dozen different websites. So, but yeah, niching down is an important thing if you want to grab a particular customer, and it makes your job easier when you try to rank for particular keywords those customers may be searching for.
Do you think really at this stage here is that now that I have my name, thepresentationcoach.com, should I be thinking about other things? Should I be thinking about, I don't know, other pages like you know, response forms or opt-in forms, or is should we be talking about that at this early or not so much talking about it, but are these the sort of things that I should already be thinking about when I'm putting my site together? Should I be thinking already, hey, I've had my site up for 5 years and wow, it's going gangbusters because I've got a shopping cart in there and I've got an opt-in site a form, or I've got a feedback form. So when I sat down with you, it's good to have someone like you who's experienced in this, because you're the sort of person that can say, hey, Gerald, don't forget about this. But what about, you know, other people, some of our other listeners that haven't got a real grasp of what should I put in my site? I was talking to a guy, you know, not just last week, and he said to me, it's great that you're doing this, but I actually don't know what to put on my site except for, hi, this is who I am, this is my telephone number, and this is my email address. So how do they find that information out?
Well, as you mentioned just a moment ago, on our site, thebrandengine.com, there's an opportunity to download a free ebook. So if you're a bit intimidated about getting a website up and running, or you've got an old one that you put together years ago and you know it needs to be revamped and you haven't done it, you can download that book. And it's not one of these cheesy 10-page ebooks to get you to sign up to our mailing list. It's actually took me forever to write this thing. It's over 17,000 words. It's a 74-page step-by-step guide on that takes you from zero to hero. I have no website. I don't even own a domain name. What do I do? That's page one. And then by the time you get to the end, you've got a fully functioning website with some social media hooks to it and a bit of a strategy around how you can draw some traffic in and engage with your customers. So I would say your first step is to jump over, download that ebook, have a look through that. And just implement, follow along the steps and implement. It should take you, if you set aside a weekend, it should take you less than a weekend, and you know, you can have your own site up and running. Now, whether you manage that ongoing or whether you get someone else to do it, you know, as an entrepreneur, sometimes your time is better spent chasing customers and building business than building websites. But even if you're going to outsource your website to somebody else, it's good that you understand how it's done so that you don't get ripped off by a bunch of people who want to make it all mysterious and difficult when it really isn't. So my kind of crusade at the moment is to get people to understand that they can do this and that it's easy and they can take control of it themselves if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine. At least they understand how it works. But one of the things you mentioned there is, you know, what do I do and what do I go after? I think one of the most important things you can do right off the bat is set up an email list that people can join. You know, you want people to resonate with your business and your product and what you're trying to give them, what service you're trying to provide with them, and you want to be able to stay in touch with them. So, you know, I've come across people who've been running websites for years, like you said, and they haven't gathered a single email address from their customers. Mm. And I'm like, well, how do you tell your customers when you have a new product that will help them? Or how do you tell your customers that the special on a particular product that they might want to have? And if you're not collecting that information up front, you have no way to carry on a continuous conversation with your customer. So I think that's one of the things you should look at right away is building an email list so that your customers can get the latest information about your particular products.
Yeah, look, and talking about your ebook is, you know, and by the way, I had to read every word of that. And on page 72, I think there's a comma instead of a full stop. So I just think you might have to redo that whole thing. Oh. Now, the good thing about proofreading and having a look through it, and then, of course, setting up my own site, is it was actually so simple it was ridiculous that step by step, if I followed just what was on the page that you had written out, I'd be able to, like you said, set aside a weekend, and really it didn't take that long, Barry. I mean, it took me probably an hour and a half to, you know, once I got the name itself, but just to sit down and you know, transfer the domain name over to Time 7, which you'll talk about Time 7 in a moment. Hey, Barry.
If you like, sure.
Yeah, I just threw that in there. People are getting confused. What's Time 7 now? But the thing there was is that, When I got to a stage where I just thought, oh, hang on a minute, I just need some clarification on this. And so what I did was, look, I'm busy, and the guys that are working with me are extremely busy, and we didn't have time to do this, but we just contacted Barry and said, hey, Barry, can your team of guys just help me out with this here? And within, I would say, gosh, it was within 12 hours, you know, considering time differences and everything. Within 12 hours, I got a response. I got help. I think you even Skyped me and said, look, let's just walk through this, or point at this, click at that. And look, within, you know, 6 to 7 minutes, that was all done for me. So what I wanted to highlight here is that don't feel that once you set this up that you're going to be left alone with your own devices and said, right, now that we've read the ebook, I'm going to have to do this whole thing together. Don't be afraid on this part here, because I know when you've got a team such as Barry's team that can just simply do the work a lot quicker and so cost effective, you know, it's going to save you, you know, time and money to be able to get your site up and running, because that's what we wanted to do here today, just to say and to show you how simple it is to think about the name that you want to generate that gets people excited about your brand, who you are and what it is that you do, and then to download the ebook and to get it up and running within a weekend. Because in our following podcast, we'll be talking about how we can do some of those quick and dirty keyword researches. And you'll see how easy it's going to be to rank at the top of one of those keywords in Google. So, Barry, I'd mentioned something there about Time 7 Media. Just give a quick rundown of what that is so we don't get too confused about all the sites we're mentioning.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to make the podcast a pitch fest, but I started a boutique some time ago. I started a boutique web services company simply because everyone I knew who knew my background would always ask me, oh, you know, where's a good place to host a website? How do I get one up and running? How do I, you know, put online video on? How do I create a podcast? And I kept farming these people out to other places that I knew were good. So instead of doing that, I finally ended up setting up my own boutique company, basically to look after friends and family and acquaintances, called time7media.com.au, which is an online media company that does websites and video and podcasting services. However, you know, you don't have to host with me. You don't have to put a website up with me. But what I would say is before you host with anybody, is check their support. That's the important thing. When you have a problem, you need to get it solved right away if your site is down. I remember years ago hosting with one of these just crappy hosting providers that give you like the, you know, $2.99 a month hosting. And our website went down and I couldn't get anybody on chat. I couldn't get anybody on email. They forced you to call them. I literally spent 2.5 hours on hold waiting to get through to somebody. And when I finally did, they were just the rudest person I've ever talked to. And my site had been down for an entire day by this point. And all of a sudden, miraculously, it came back up, and I never got an explanation as to why.
Yeah.
So the very next day, I moved that site over to someone else's hosting facility. So what I suggest you do is get on there, can you easily find the support phone number or the support email or even live chat with a support person? Send a test in, say, hey, look, I just have this problem, and see how quickly you get a response back. If it takes 2 days for them to get back to you, well, then I would find somewhere else to host the website. So, yes, I run a media company. You don't have to host it with me, but I would say do your homework before you commit to somebody, because once you commit to a hosting provider, it is kind of a pain to move somewhere else. And I'll provide some links, and I'll provide some links in the show notes to not only my company but some other companies that I think are good.
Yes, I quickly summarize for us, Barry. This podcast was all about getting your brand online, and we're using me as the test case here. And for listeners who are going to be listening from here on end, and it was great that you mentioned, you know, today's date, you know, 16th February 2014. So those people who are joining us later can always go back to this episode 4 to follow it through here. So a quick summary is we got the presentationcoach.com up and running. It's been registered. It is now hosted. And if people were to go in there today, they would just see a blank template with the presentation coach. And it is nothing special. That's how it's supposed to be. Most people, I don't know what your thoughts are, Barry, what most people do is that they say site under construction. What are your thoughts with that, just quickly?
I kind of say, well, why are you doing that? Why not just wait till it's finished before you take it to market?
Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, there might be a reason. You might be hyping a particular product out in the marketplace and you want to build a little bit of suspense. But even if you don't have your site ready, maybe put up a form where they can join an email list to be notified when it is ready or something like that, so that there's some action they can actually take while they're there instead of them just coming there and then leaving again. So but we've all done it. We've all had put up under construction things because it always takes longer than we think it's going to take to get stuff done. So what we're going to do in the upcoming podcast is, so we're going to talk about how we came up with that name, the presentation coach, for Gerald. We did a little bit of key research. We'll talk about how you get a domain. We'll talk about how you find a hosting provider, how you get your site hosted, what platform are you going to build your site around, and then some other strategies going forward. So for the next few podcasts, it's all going to be about some keyword research, some domain names, hosting, that kind of thing, and how you need to be able to get your site up and running. And again, if you want to follow along yourself and build yourself a site while you listen to these podcasts, you can download the ebook and just follow through step by step.
That's excellent. Hey, look, you're not getting out of this one, Barry. We promised all of our listeners that we would give a tip and trick at the end of this. And what I like about this trick section or tip section is that we're going to give them a top tip for organizing themselves. Pants first, you know, then shoes would be a good idea. That's a good organizing trick that I learned earlier on. But, hey, look, you love this product called Evernote.
Yeah.
You put me onto it ages ago, and I just love it too. Tell us a little bit about what Evernote's all about and a great trick about the Evernote.
Yeah, I love Evernote. I can't live without it anymore. It's basically my online brain. What you find when you start running your business and really utilizing email, and you've got websites hosted all over the place, typically people just leave all those emails sitting there in their inbox, and then when they need to get the login details, they've got to dive back into their inbox somewhere and search around for some email that came in, you know, a year and a half ago. What Evernote does is it allows you to create, as the name implies, create notes and organize those notes into notebooks. So you can take your login details for certain websites, put those into a bunch of notes, put those together into a notebook. But the really cool thing is you can not only put notes, you can take pictures, put pictures in there, video, audio, any kind of little clip of information that you need or want to have handy again in the future. You can create an Evernote note and store it in Evernote. And it stores it online in the cloud, and you can sync it across multiple devices. So if I create a note on my laptop and then I'm out with my iPad will have those same notes on it as well. But the really cool thing that I love about it is you can email directly to Evernote. So when you set up an Evernote account, it will give you an email address, like, you know, 12345, whatever, at evernote.com. And that belongs to you. So, for example, if I get an airline ticket confirmation email to me and it comes into my inbox, I just forward that email straight to Evernote via the Evernote email, and it ends up in Evernote. So when I show up at the airport, I can just open my iPad. There's the Evernote, the flight confirmation sitting there in Evernote in a little travel folder with all my other travel details, like my car rental and my hotel. It's all in one place, and I have it on any device I happen to be on, whether it's my laptop, my phone, or my iPad. I think it's great.
I love that. I was just going to say, I love that that part which you taught me. Just simply from my emails, I can simply just email my Evernote account, and it will, like you said, like flights, it will land in my travel folder by putting in a simple keyword. I love it, and it's really saved me a lot of time too. I wouldn't say I'm as excited as you, but I'm certainly am excited about it.
I wasn't excited at first either, but now I can't live without it.
Uh-huh. Well, people, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Brand Engine Podcast. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback, so jump onto the website, thebrandengine.com/episode4, and leave us some of your comments below, and the show notes will be there so you can grab a hold of that. Or if you like, hey, use our SpeakerPipe widget and you can leave us a voicemail. We'd also love it if you could leave us a review in iTunes. And if you jump onto the Brand Engine page in iTunes, leave us a review there, and we will read it out next week's show. So that's it really for this week's episode. So get out there and start building your brand online. I'm Gerald Porschman.
I'm Barry Moore. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Brand Engine Podcast. You can find all the show notes, news, and upcoming events over at thebrandengine.com.